This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. And welcome again to Between the Keys. My name is Jed Distler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network. I did an episode a few years ago which I called Varied Variations, all kinds of variations for the piano. And I returned to the topic of variations last week when we heard works by Chopin, Carl Nielsen, Cornelius Cardew, and Liszt. But what happened was, during the show, I kept thinking about other large-scale sets of variations that I had thought about including, but we didn't really have time. So three of these pieces in particular, I thought might work well together on a program. So here we are the following week, and we have yet another program devoted to large-scale sets of variations. I hope that's okay with you. I just thought, let's just do it. It's always been interesting to me how different composers approach the form of theme and variations. For example, Felix Mendelssohn bases his variations sérieuses on a theme that seems to be both plaintive and sophisticated at the same time, I think. And the 17 variations that follow this theme basically reiterate that theme, or at least reiterate the theme's essence. Yet the music becomes increasingly elaborate in terms of harmonic invention and sheer virtuosity. It's really quite a wonderful, tightly knit piece. I have a live performance that I would like to share. It features the pianist George Bolette, who lived from 1914 to 1990. This performance comes from a 1974 recital published on the Marston label as part of a collection of six CDs devoted to George Bolette in concert. Although George Bolette made many commercial recordings during the last decade of his life, I think his playing really, really took wing and came to life in concert, as I think you will hear in this performance of Mendelssohn's Variations Sérieuses, George Bolette.
Thank you.
The Variation Sérieuse, Opus 54 by Felix Mendelssohn. We heard a live performance by the pianist George Bolette that took place in October 1974. It's available on the Marston label in a 6-CD set devoted to George Bolette live in concert. The next work we are going to hear is a pretty substantial set of variations by the American composer Benjamin Lees, who lived from 1924 until 2010. Like the Mendelssohn, it also consists of 17 variations. Benjamin Lees composed his Fantasy Variations in 1983 for the pianist Emmanuel Ax, who premiered it at the 92nd Street Y in February of 1984. Benjamin Lees writes that he tries to explore specific areas of variation technique, such as harmonic, rhythmic, and metric areas, along with various technical challenges. Variation 3, for example, calls for constant alternation of the hands over the entire range of the keyboard in a quick, turbulent tempo. You'll also hear that in the 10th variation, which occurs about halfway throughout the piece, the left hand plays pianissimo passages very, very quietly, while in contrast, the right hand hammers out material in a very loud sforzando. So far as I know, this piece has only had one commercial recording, but it's a very fine performance by Ian Hobson. So let's listen to him over the next 21 minutes or so perform the Fantasy Variations composed by Benjamin Lees. Music by the American composer Benjamin Lees, his Fantasy Variations, written in 1983. We heard the work performed by Ian Hobson from a release on the Albany label that's devoted to the piano music of Benjamin Lees. Let me remind you that this is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys. The final set of variations we have on this program is a work for piano and orchestra, the Symphonic Variations by César Franck, composed in 1885. It's actually only after the broadly paced introduction and a transition that the actual variations start to kick in, which comprise the second section of this work. The theme is introduced by the piano, and then a set of variations follow. After that, there's another transitional episode that leads into the grand finale, where the minor key theme that you heard in the piece's introduction reappears in the major mode, and it's quite upbeat. It kind of reminds me of a kick line, like the Rockettes. I don't know why that comes to mind. I shouldn't spoil it for you. There are so many excellent recordings of Franck's symphonic variations out there that it was really hard for me to choose just one. However, I have a special affection for a 1976 recording with the pianist Ivan Moravets. I think it's both lyrical and refined, yet it's also very taut and incisive when it has to be. And the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra plays with great character under Václav Neumann's direction. Let's listen now to the Symphonic Variations by César Franck, pianist Ivan Moravets.
Thank you.
The Symphonic Variations by César Franck. That was a 1976 recording with Václav Neumann conducting the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, and the piano soloist was Ivan Moravets. So, we've had two variation programs in two successive weeks. I didn't really expect to do that, but who knows what I'm going to do next week. You're just going to have to tune in and find out. Anyway, you have been listening to Between the Keys, an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. My name is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Until next time, stay well and be kind to one another.